WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like that inner critic is always raining on your parade? We've all been there, right? Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally change the game for your mental well-being. Affirmations. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, affirmations. Isn't that a little woo-woo? Listen, I get it. But hear me out, because these aren't just fluffy feel-good phrases. When used correctly, affirmations can be seriously game-changing for your mental health. Think of them as tiny little power bombs you can launch directly into your subconscious mind, reprogramming those negative thought patterns and boosting your confidence. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll have you harnessing the power of affirmations like a pro. 1. Affirmations are all about rewriting your story. We all have that inner voice. Sometimes it can be pretty harsh, you know? You can't do that. You're not good enough. What if you fail? Blah, blah, blah. Affirmations help us silence those negative voices by replacing them with positive and empowering statements. It's like flipping the script on your own personal narrative. Instead of dwelling on what you think you can't do, affirmations remind you of your strengths and potential. 2. Be specific and personalized. Generic affirmations like I am happy or I am successful might not pack as much punch. Think about the areas in your life where you want to see positive change. Are you struggling with self-doubt? Are you feeling overwhelmed by stress? Craft affirmations that directly address those specific challenges. Something like, I am confident in my abilities, or I handle stress with calm and grace will resonate much deeper. 3. Make it a daily ritual. Consistency is key here. Think of affirmations as little seeds you're planting in your mind. You wouldn't expect a seed to sprout overnight, right? Same goes for affirmations. Make it a habit to repeat them to yourself every day, first thing in the morning or even before bed. Write them down, say them out loud, or even record yourself and listen back. 4. Believe what you're saying. This one is crucial. If you don't genuinely believe your affirmations, they won't have much impact. Start with affirmations that feel true to you, even if it's just a small step outside of your comfort zone. Over time, as you consistently practice, those doubts will fade and you'll start to truly embody the positive statements. 5. Don't be afraid to experiment. What works for one person might not work for another. There's no magic formula here. Play around with different affirmations, find what resonates with you, and adjust as needed. This is your journey, so make it personal. Think about the time you had a big presentation at work or maybe a tough conversation with a loved one. How did you feel leading up to it? Did those pre-presentation jitters get the best of you? Ever feel like you were doubting yourself before even giving it your all? We've all been there, right? Well, imagine if instead of stressing and second-guessing, you started telling yourself things like, I am calm and collected, I am prepared and confident in my abilities. How do you think that would change the entire experience? By using affirmations, you can literally shift your mindset from one of fear and self-doubt to one of confidence and empowerment. It's about rewiring your brain to believe in yourself, even when things get tough. So, remember these powerful takeaways. Affirmations are your secret weapon for mental well-being. They're about rewriting your story, being specific and personalized, making it a daily ritual, believing what you're saying, and don't be afraid to experiment. Ready to start harnessing the power of affirmations? I want to hear from you. Share your favorite affirmation in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of support and positivity together. Keep stoking it. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.